From the shores of the Colorado River on the beautiful Parker Strip, you're listening to the Parker Livecast.
Okay, so we're off. That's a good idea.
So is it nervous?
That's a good idea. Where is it pointed? Okay, so welcome to the Livecast. We're driving a truck in the middle of the desert at night right now.
Pretty
dark.
There is
no light at all. I mean, there's no moon, there's no nothing. I'm with Mike Collins.
Hello.
I'm also with Josh Savino.
Hey there, how are you?
Now, we're not shitting around here. Like, we are really in a truck in the middle of the desert at night.
Yeah.
Now, Mike, why don't you explain why you brought us out here?
Well, you guys saw the video. So
yes.
I came out here. This is kind of a few miles out behind mine and John's house. There's some abandoned mines. And so I brought a second cousin out here, a pretty young guy, about 22 years old. I told him about the mines out here. And
was he frightened?
Yeah, he was a little concerned.
Where's he from?
He's from L.A.
Okay.
You know, so he'd just never been out in the desert before. And I told him to just walk out here, and he was kind of like, no, I'm not doing that. So I drove him out here, and it's probably been, you know, 5-6 months since I went out here. And there's one of the mine shafts is open, and you can go in it.
Right, I've been in it many times.
Yeah.
Josh, have you been in it?
No, John.
So it's kind of Y-shaped, you know, there's kind of a fork in it, you know. So when I approached the entry to the mine, I looked back in there, I could see like a blue object. I couldn't tell if it was a backpack or what, but there was definitely signs of something going on in there.
And this was during the day when you went?
Yeah, this was like, you know, maybe 3 o'clock in the afternoon or so. So I backed up a little bit and kind of whispered to the friend I was with. I'm like, look, I think there's someone in there. Or something going on there, because that's just not normal.
Right. And the way it kind of looks is like a cave, like the entrance to a cave, and you can walk back in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, you know, the typical
really
dark looking mine shaft, you know.
Right.
But it's horizontal. It's not a vertical one. So,
thank God.
Yeah, the vertical ones you want to stay away from.
You want to stay away from them.
So,
I've heard, you know.
Yeah, so there's a, I know this particular one kind of has like a vertical shaft that goes down into it, which it's almost like a skylight in the house. You know, you can look down. So, we walked around the edge of the mine, and I kind of peeked down in there, and so I saw like a folding chair. Like in a table.
That's not natural habitat.
No,
some
that's
nice,
not.
Some nicely arranged rocks.
Oh, nice.
You know, definitely signs of human life inside of this mine shaft.
And they had a ventilation shaft as a moonlight.
Yeah,
it's
got a
nice
pretty nice
skylight. Very nice.
Yeah, pretty nice ambience in there.
Yeah.
So, you know, we walked away a little bit further. I go, look, there's someone clearly living.
Living in the mine.
Living in the mine.
Now, when I saw this video, first of all, I was surprised because I've never seen anything in there, ever. Like, I've been coming out to that mine for years. Never seen anything in there. But clearly seems to me, and Josh, I'm sure you can back me up, seems to me like Mike's analysis is probably correct. There looks like there's at least somebody that made it very, very homey if they didn't plan to be there for any length of time. And sort
yes.
of seemed like they were leaving furniture for a reason.
It's that, or we have ourselves a family of coyotes with an impeccable taste of decoration.
And patio furniture.
And patio furniture.
Yes.
You just don't see that in the wild.
To cut a long story short, I got very interested when Mike told me this, and I thought, well, let's go out on the live cast and see if we can interview. Maybe the person will be home, and see if we can interview them as to who they are and why they're there. Now, we are armed, Josh.
Yes.
Just
six
in case things
back.
Should go south.
Yes.
Now, you were telling me you were going to bring some sort of blade.
I do have a very nice folding knife that is clipped on to my pants at home.
so
I brought
you didn't
the one that's
it.
Not so nice.
Okay.
Because I didn't want to lose it. But I do have a knife on me, and Michael did bring himself a little heat.
Yeah. Don't ever bring a knife to a gunfight. That's
okay,
my
that's,
motto.
That's
well,
a good...
I just hope it's not a showdown between us, because you've won, if that's the case.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we won't be attacking each other, I hope. But
no.
Here we are. We're in the... Now, this is some very uneven terrain, but
very
so far
so.
The truck is doing just fine. We do have four-wheel drive, should we need it.
It's a perfect trail for a side-by-side, quad, or even a motorcycle. So I'm so glad we're in an F-550. Or whatever this truck is.
I don't know.
It's so much bigger than the trail really should have. But I feel safe-ish.
No, this is great.
Yeah, I see an animal out there. You see that?
What is that?
Oh, no. Maybe
it just got real, Mike. You're starting to scare me.
Now, this... hold on. Let me put my bright... There's some brights. That's going to give us a little more. So we're about... I would say
it's
we're
like
about...
the sun came out.
Halfway, maybe 60% of the way to the towards the mine.
Yeah, I don't think I've been back here. This
what
is great.
Can I just ask you guys, what kind of a person would... be at, I mean, what kind of a person would take up residence in a disused mine shaft a good ways out of town? Somebody I would suspect who's not maybe 100%, if you will.
I think the individual's probably gone through some stuff in life at some point, maybe.
And hopefully it's not being a wanted felon for,
yes.
like, quadruple murder or something.
No, but we're prepared if that's
yeah,
the case.
We are prepared for that.
Yeah, we're not worried.
But honestly, there's some people that are, I'm sure, perfectly fine in this life, and they just choose this lifestyle.
This is a pretty rough little
this
section.
This is really
right here,
rough,
you know?
Yeah.
It's a little hot.
Would you take
climb.
This fast or slow, Mike?
I would take it slow.
Okay, we're going to take it slow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this is fairly rough.
Yeah, we're bouncing all around in here.
So
bumps,
anyway, so
bumps.
I did, you know, manage to get some cojones and yell into the mine shaft and say, "Hey, is there anyone in there? hey, anyone in there?" And I didn't
right.
get any response, so I slowly, I slowly went in there and checked things out. There was no one in there, of course.
Yeah.
But they did have a pretty nice little residency set up, and so there was also some interesting wall decorations.
What do you mean? Like, what was it? Huh.
There was like this little, like,
oh, I
angel.
Saw the video. Oh,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
It's a
yeah.
little angel doll.
Right.
Okay, so they're a little religious.
And they had a couple of those little tap lights, you know, the little ones that
now,
they
guys,
advertise on TV.
Yeah. So they have basic cable.
I want to just let you know, like, we are almost there. Like, around this bend and a little bit further.
That's where
yeah,
it
is. Where
300 yards, yeah.
Okay, good. So, I mean, if the person is there, I just want to let you guys know, like...
They could run away, like, a
like,
wild
they're
animal.
Seeing our lights
I,
on
I,
them right
I
now.
I think it'd be okay to honk the horn a couple times, too, to announce that we have arrived.
I hope the horn works in this truck. This is a very old truck.
I can
see.
Honk like a horn, John, if we need to.
Let me see. Yeah.
Okay, good.
See, that's to let them know that we're here. Yeah.
Oh, now he can arm himself. Great, thank you.
Okay, so this is great. Now, around a little bit of a bend here. Josh, are you scared?
You know, there's always a part of me that thinks I'm going to die.
Yeah.
But it's a Tuesday. And the gypsy said it was going to be a Thursday. So I'm not too worried, John.
Now, which one, Mike, was it? Was
so
the,
it's
the one
off
that
to
way?
The left over here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
What I would do is kind of...
I don't see any
around.
Signs of life yet, but I mean...
No, I don't see anything.
It's just
either.
A dark hole right now.
It's a lunar
as soon as
surface.
We turn around here, we're going to see...
I'm really hoping we do not run into Goatman out here.
Oh... Mike, what the hell are you saying, dude? Okay, there's a mine to my right that we just passed.
Yeah, that's
you
not
know
it.
What that is. That's
there's
that's
one like, straight on.
Yeah, but those have bars on them. See, those
oh,
are all
yeah. okay.
Those are all barred off.
And then the one we're concerned
it's,
with
it's
is
further to the left over there.
Wow. Now there was a time back in
down,
the day, right, when
we
this
could
was all being
yeah,
used.
You know, yeah, but you could drive a little further forward.
Yeah, okay, we'll go right over here.
So how long ago was it when these were being used, Mike? Do you know?
I want to say in around the war time.
So 40s?
Yeah.
That was
and
when
it
they
was,
were last being
it
used.
Was the gold rush.
Yeah.
Is that the one right over there?
No, it's further over here to
oh,
the
really?
Left.
Oh, really?
Now, I also
no,
see...
there's
what,
a cross there.
That's not spooky.
That's not encouraging.
That is new.
What?
That is
what?
New.
What?
Michael!
Mike! Don't tell us that. Okay, hold on.
John, I think you're going to go off the cliff here, buddy.
No, we're going to... Okay, that's it. We should it, just right park
there.
It here.
That's it. That's the entrance.
It's around
right
the
side.
Wow. Oh, that one over there.
Dude, yeah, that's okay. Huge.
Hold on a minute. Let me get out my camera.
So, okay, so far I don't see anybody. I'm going to honk my horn again 3 times because that signals distress.
Let me get my camera out so okay. We can video
all
right. This.
Well... In all seriousness, I'm scared to death. No. In all seriousness, I think
John,
this is
I
a good
think
thing.
Maybe I'd leave the lights on if you could.
Oh, maybe I should leave the whole truck on, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me do that.
Is it gonna...
Okay.
Okay. Can you lock it, though?
Okay, I'm recording right. With the camera.
I'll bring this.
Okay. We'll leave the truck on just in case we have any issues. Any mechanics listening to the sound of my engine can point out any problems later. You like that?
I do.
That was a good little quip, wasn't it, for the live cast? Yeah. Oh, you okay there?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay, coming around. Okay. It is a pretty big... Where'd Mike go?
Mike's already missing?
Oh, okay. He's here.
Got flashlights.
Yeah, we have our phones.
Well, I brought an
actual... Oh, you did bring a flashlight.
Torch.
That's good.
Okay.
I wanted to dip something.
So just to describe to the audience what we're looking at here, you know, we have a sort of a hillside. Mineshaft goes in at an angle from the hill. And then the lights of Parker in the distance. We can just about see the glowing Blue Water Resort and Casino sign. There are some stars out, but no sun. I mean, no moon. And no sun either. All right, so this is the entrance.
Okay, this is the mouth.
This is the entrance.
Of the mine.
Now, Mike, that was that piece of wood there?
I believe so.
Okay. There is some stuff here.
Hey! Anyone in here?
Hello?
Announce yourself. We're coming in.
We're coming in! Wow, look at this. Watch your head, Joshua.
That's a bed frame.
Hello? What's that? It's a candle.
That's a candle.
Candle.
It's all good.
Announce everything that you see, just so we have it for the record.
So, you can see here's the
little
chair that I saw.
Dude, that's pretty awesome, man.
The chair is there. This is the sort of. There's
the
like
vertical
a
shaft.
Yeah, there's a vertical shaft that goes like that goes
you
up.
You got an iPhone or something?
Oh wow! It. Look at that. You're right. This is a whole setup. Okay, I'm gonna describe for the listeners what I'm seeing. There is a...
Does this look a lot like it was before, Mike?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so there's a clipboard on the wall, okay? That's number one. There is a clipboard on the wall. It's empty. There's no papers on it. Down here, there's a sign, one of those signs that you would buy in a store like Hobby Lobby that says, today, tomorrow, always. There are numerous plastic empty jugs of Arizona green tea and another brand of iced tea, but they are... Those gallon jugs. Okay. Then we have a table on the table. Hello? Wow, there's even something way back there.
Is there anyone in here?
That wasn't frightening, Josh. Okay.
Look at this. Look at this.
There's
Brianna,
the doll.
I love you.
Brianna,
that's sweet,
I love
man.
You. Okay.
This guy's a damn poet.
Okay. There's a doll on the wall. Well, how would you describe this? An angel from a Christmas tree, right?
It looks like a Christmas tree topper.
It's a Christmas tree topper. There is a light.
Tap light.
Tap light on the side of the wall. Obviously, you used. You know, I'm not kidding you guys. This place has been used as a home. I mean, it has. There's no doubt. Now, what are these accoutrements?
You realize if I had a fort like this growing up, I would have been the coolest kid in town. Like, this is awesome.
I wonder if this is
I'm
a kid.
Going back in here deeper.
You're going to go
Mike's
back, in,
go back in. So there's a table here, and there's some accoutrement on the table. We'll tell you about that in a second.
Hold on.
I'm coming behind you.
Okay, never mind.
Some kind of bedding.
I thought that was fresh.
Watch the
bedding situation here.
Mike, say it again.
Bedding.
You're right. There's a full bed here. There's a shovel.
A shitter.
What is that, like a commode?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Shitter.
Okay. No, but tell me, what is the stuff down here? Now, there's boxes full
know.
Of stuff. There's some
hey,
electronics.
Josh, why don't you go out and check, make sure no one's stealing the truck, all right?
Sure, I'll go out there by myself.
Yeah, okay. Anyway.
Oh, God!
Jesus, watch your head.
Did you?
That hurt.
Did you whack into it, dude?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. That's a low spot.
That rock didn't move.
No, it is low, but you got to not.
Got a cooler?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, the truck seems to be fine, Mike.
Okay, good.
Truck seems to be fine. So let's look at a little bit more detail about the stuff that's left here. You all right, dude?
Yeah.
You sure? Let me see your head.
I don't see no blood.
Okay.
I don't see blood either.
I don't see it. Okay. Anyway, let's get the hell out of here.
No, dude, there's another shaft that goes to the left, right?
See this way here?
No. Let me just ask you guys. Let me just ask you guys this. Like, is there any signs, do you think, of the place being recently used? Like, or is this a little bit older? Like, it could be weeks.
There's definitely been some change since the
since
last
okay
since
that
when
would be the
since when Mike
since you last
since
were here
a week and a half ago.
Okay.
These rocks here are definitely more built up.
So this whole area here is like almost like a planter box that he's
built.
Well,
I think the rain comes through there.
It does, but this is not natural. This right here.
No.
Now, okay.
I like that.
Now,
I saw some wax that looks like it was recently melted on the wall.
We must be having a party back here.
Josh, what are these? Can you tell me what those are?
Right. That's those are makeup kits.
Why would somebody want
dude,
makeup?
Dude, I don't know. This is a unused staple printer ink cartridge. Okay, you know what?
Oh, but
printer
under
ink cartridge, needles. I'm thinking they're either doing they're probably doing tattoos in here.
Needles.
Because you can use printer ink with a needle.
Oh, I know.
Razor blade.
What do you think that is over there? What is that?
That looks, oh, geez, what is that? Oh, that's a clay pigeon.
Clay pigeon overturned and used for to hold
used
rocks.
To collect something.
Okay, and then back in here.
Here's a finished, dude. Probably some huffing going on in here.
That's definitely some breathing.
Full beside the bed here, there are full boxes full of stuff like candles, rocks, steel wire. Hey Josh, you want to open this?
Okay, guys, come on, let's get out of here.
You ready to go, Mike?
Yeah, I'm getting a bad vibe. All
right, let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
I'm getting a bad vibe.
No, you get head off.
I have to go. I got it steep here. I think we're kind of overstaying our welcome here.
Okay. All right.
Ouch! Again.
Did you
do a bitch? Dude, whoever's in here has got to be short. Ow!
Just park your way out there.
Oh.
I mean, you're right, Mike. It is a whole like little house setup, you know.
Oh, what's the date today? It's 11/10, right?
Yep.
11/10. Okay, I'm gonna sign off on the video.
Okay. Back in the truck. All right. So for the Parker Livecast, that's the deal. Any conclusions, Joshua?
Low ceilings. There's some shoddy architecture in there. And my phone reception was shit.
That's the only...
I couldn't do it.
Yeah. No. Do you want to...
I didn't have a bad feeling until Michael said he had a bad feeling.
Yeah, me too. I was fine until Mike had the bad vibe. I'm looking around. All I'm seeing is lights. That's a pretty fancy headlight you have there. We had a lot of little lights going on.
I got my little miner's hat.
Now, where is that gun?
We put that away.
Okay, good. What did come over you? Explain that a little more.
I don't know. I just got this feeling all of a sudden.
The
heebie-jeebies? Like, no, just the thought that went into my head is we're overstaying our welcome here right now.
That somebody may see us?
Yeah. I was.
Or if someone was in there and they
because
retreated
that,
to get
there's
away.
There's that back way out of the cave, you know, so he
so
could have...
you were thinking he could have been
side? Yeah, maybe went out so-called back door.
Now, do you guys believe this person is anywhere around us right now?
I think there's a
good
I would
chance?
Give it a 50-50 chance.
Okay.
How about you, Josh? What do you think?
Well... I don't know. I didn't feel any bad vibes, dude. I don't think.
Well, good. We'll leave you out here.
I'm thinking. Here's my thing. No, here's my thing.
Why don't you go in there and sleep? Cuddle up.
No. What is it? What time is it? About 8:30. What time is it?
It's like 8. Yeah.
Okay, 8 o'clock. You're in the desert. We've all stayed out in the desert at dark.
No, but Mike is right. Like, as soon as the sun goes down and it's dark,
It could be 3 a.m. for all you know. Like, mm-hmm. It's just looking around. It's just weird out here.
My thing is, there's no bedroll. It's the time of night where if there was a bedroll, he would have had it out. He would have been laying in it.
Oh, I see.
And then we were taking him by surprise. He would have left the bedroll behind, and fleed to wherever he went.
What was the girl's name on there again?
Brianna.
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 So we have a clue.
Brianna, I love you. And it was permanently etched. It was not etched, but it was marked. Looked like a something. It was it paint? It was ink?
Using maybe Sharpie marker? Using that makeup, maybe?
I don't know.
No, it looked more like a marker of some sort. But
either way, we just need to find out who Brianna is and who loves her.
Well,
and that'll narrow it down.
You know, it could be a child that this individual lost. Because of an accident which drove him to the point in life where he's living in a cave. Oof. Could have been a girlfriend or a wife that he lost. Because a lot of stuff like that, when people lose loved ones, it does kind of send them to a place where living in a cave in the desert is a good idea.
That is pretty...
Those are some dark thoughts.
We used to have guy that would hop, go around town. We call him Jugs. And he used to... No, seriously.
Okay.
And people listening...
Sounds like something you call a woman.
I'm not saying anything.
No, we called him Jugs because he always carried a bunch of water jugs around.
Oh.
And so, and he would like... people called him Hoppy or Skippy, too. And this guy used to be an attorney, and his family was killed in a drunk driving accident.
Wow.
And he went... The depression drove him to where now he's called Jugs.
He went off the rails.
Yeah, and he lived in the desert, and... He unfortunately passed. They found his body between here and, Vicksburg or something. But, you know, I have more, happy ending stories if you'd like me to tell them. That's
happy
a horrible
ending,
story.
That was awful.
Happy ending is in, the last time you went to the massage place down the street.
Yeah. Did you hear about those? Where that one that was busted in Phoenix about 3 weeks ago?
I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, I mean, the place was actually called Happy Endings. No, right. It wasn't. But
we should have really done this one for Halloween. But anyway, so the conclusion here that I have is we still don't know. There's still many questions left to be answered, but there has been, I can definitely say, having been there now, there definitely has been somebody living in that cave. And we don't know who it is or if they're coming back or if they were there and we just didn't see them. They were hiding from us because we gave them plenty of time with the lights on their cave beforehand to get out of there. So we don't know. But I think it's a safe bet to say somebody was living there.
Yeah.
Or is.
Wouldn't you
Someone
have...
is living there because...
It's different
the
from
Brianna little message on the wall was
that
not
wasn't
there.
Oh, it wasn't?
No.
So that's within the last few weeks.
This was the last week, right?
Yeah. And that blue folding chair that was kind of all wadded up, that was sitting more towards the entrance. You know, it wasn't in a state of disrepair.
Yeah, and that was kind of in a junk pile, it looked like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, guys,
someone's there. Who it is, we do not know.
We do not know. But that's why we're reporting on it.
Yes.
That there is somebody there. Now, what are the legalities of people living there? Is it bad or is it fine?
I guess that would qualify them as a squatter.
A squatter.
On
so they could
public
be,
use land, right?
Yeah, they could be asked to be removed.
No, that actually, that land belongs to somebody.
Oh, that
There's
does.
Like mine markers out there and...
Okay.
So you think that's private?
It's some corporation owns it or something like that.
Either way, they're trespassing.
Yeah.
Let's just bring this all down to legalities here. But
I tell you what, though. If I was a kid and I lived in this area and that was on my property, that would have been my fort. That place is awesome in there.
It is cool,
It
right?
really is.
Yeah, it is cool. A lot of people don't know about it.
Run an extension cord, put up a TV. Dude, you're protected from the elements.
Those other mines that are got the steel grates in front of them are much deeper, much larger.
Yes, which is why they're... all blocked off.
Yeah.
So you wonder why they only went in as far as they did on that, you know? They probably didn't find enough, and they're like,
Move on to the next hole.
I mean, I don't know if is an official mining term.
Right.
I know Eureka is what you say when you find something, but you don't, it's eh. Is it?
How was your guys' Halloween?
I had a lot of fun. I went to the bar and I think I even saw Josh there, didn't I?
No, I was up at Roadrunner.
Oh yeah, that's where I saw
you. Yeah, you saw me at Roadrunner. Yeah.
How was Roadrunner that night? Good.
Oh, Roadrunner it was good. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We had some people that showed up in costumes. We had a costume contest.
First place was a couple $100. Second place was like $100. Third place was $50. So, you know, you give away money and you have a good night. It's like that one last big push with the river crowd when they pull up in the boats. Because, as you can tell, the weather being as beautifully cool as it's gotten.
That's great.
They're going to start putting the plastic up there at yes. Roadrunner on the dock.
It was chili cook-off last weekend.
It was a chili cook-off.
Right. And, you know, it's always a great event. The other thing that was going on was the race, another damn race, which I saw all those guys in the outriggers and the canoes and the kayaks and the stand-up paddle boards all going down the river at the same time. That was very cool. And then there's an event at the end there that you were at, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I was emceeing and DJing the event. We had about 500 people that signed up, and we gave away 3 paddle boards and another, like, $15,000 in prizes.
Yeah, so it was like a hive of activity, Parker.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, last week it was... very busy.
And that didn't even count the thing that I was at, which was this big Veterans Day celebration at Blue Water Resort and Casino with hundreds of veterans there and that whole thing. So that was going on as well.
Yeah, Veterans Day is mañana.
Right.
Which will be yesterday when the podcast drops.
Hey,
11-11.
11-11. That's also my son's 12th birthday. Happy birthday, Pierce.
Right, and all to all veterans, we thank you for your service. I also, this coming weekend, for anybody who is in the L.A. area or will be this weekend, Sunday afternoon, the crit film that we made, the film for the Colorado River Indian Tribes, all about the Mojave origins of the Crit Reservation, will be playing at, I think, at Culver City Studios at... in L.A. there at the film festival. There's a film festival there that's going to be screening it. So if you're in L.A. and you missed that film about the Colorado River Indian Tribes and you want to check it out, you can do that. I think it's at 4 o'clock or 4:30 in the afternoon, and you can just look it up online. It's at L.A. Skins Fest.
All right then, Paul. All right.
So we're back. Is there anything else that we need to mention on this week's livecast? That was really pretty fun.
Was a lot of fun.
That was good.
I'll put our video up on YouTube.
And
put a link to that.
Good. Yeah, that sounds really good. Because what I'll do is I'll pull some screenshots from it and put it on the livecast so people can see what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And you took shots of pretty much everything, right?
It was pretty creepy.
Yeah, it was creepy.
Yeah, man. You got a bad vibe, huh? It's gone now, right?
Yeah.
Bad vibe is gone, my friends. And everybody is fine. The cast of the Parker Livecast is fine.
Yes, we're also
and we'll be back with you next time. So see you then.
Bye.
Mike and I. Anybody?
Mike and I.
Gummy worms.